The changes that have taken place in Washington in the last 5.5 years have been dramatic and unprecedented changes. It's a departure from all previous administrations. Unilateral action based on false premises, even though the action is decisive, is almost inevitably destined for failure. In the last 2 decades, a little bit more, there has been an ostentatious merger of the right-wing or conservative or fundamentalist religious leaders on the one hand and the right-wing or conservative elements of the Republican Party. And it hasn't been a secret. We worship the Prince of Peace, not preemptive war, by the way. The administration was spying on Americans, contrary to the law. I think it's unconstitutional, as a matter of fact. There has been a very successful policy in the higher levels of our government to brand anyone who disagrees with their misguided policies as unpatriotic. Uniquely, almost in the history of this country, this particular war and the suffering from it has been confined to a tiny percentage of American citizens. The major polluters of our environment, the major miners who don't even comply with safety precautions, as well as the military and others, are subverting the political system, and it's become acceptable and even quasi-legal to do so. All of us in the past have said that we would not use our own nuclear weapons against a nation that didn't have nuclear weapons. This administration has disavowed that policy. It is very disturbing to see the reputation that our country has lost. It's inherently impossible for fundamentalists to mediate or to negotiate or to compromise or to communicate with some entity with whom they disagree. Encouraging fact is that I wrote this book, I was very careful about research and authenticity. There's not been a single allegation of an error in the things that I put forward in this book as evidence. Within the American free political system, there is a strong capability of correcting our mistakes and eliminating extremism and bringing the virtues that have made America a great nation to the forefront and preserving them.